Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, November the 4th, 1984. We trust this service will be a real uplift in your life as you fellowship with us by means of this tape. God bless each of our homebound people as they listen to this, and we just pray God's blessings upon each one of you. We're going to be speaking today on launching out into the deep and letting down our net. And this song the choir is going to sing at this time says, throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. We need to let our light shine as we seek to point men and women, boys and girls, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Tom comes to lead the choir. P.H. Combs is going to come to read our scripture this morning, taken from the 5th chapter of Luke, verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. While he's coming up to the platform, I'd like to mention some prayer requests. Melanie, that's Kermit and Carolyn's daughter in Hawaii, needs our prayers at this time. Let's be praying for her. I know God's able to bless as they look forward to their second child. Let's be lifting her up in prayer this week. Also, Mary Lou and Wardy Hunchell and their needs at this time with their little baby. The baby's improved, is that right? In fact, they were going down Friday, I believe, to get it from at UK Medical Center. Let's be praying for them. Also Anna Campbell and each of these other requests listed here in the bulletin. Leuna Sutton is going to Whitesburg, I believe, at this time for chemotherapy. And be praying for her. And then pray for Loretta Napier and her needs. Also, Dave Hall, this is Ms. Baker's dad. Be praying for him at the nursing home. John and Lucy Talby. Ed Clemens. Let's lift up Ms. Parsons and their family in prayer in the loss of her mom. Also, John Geitz's family and his home going last week. Brother Cone, would you come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer, please?
Is everybody glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? You turn in your Bibles to Luke 5, 4 through 7. Scripture. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were on the other side, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. You see, they got help there by asking for it. So we've got to ask the Lord when they want help. That's our word of prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, God in heaven, we know you are all in all, Lord, and we know that when we need help, we have to come to you for help, Lord. We're so thankful that we can know that you love us and care for us and watch over us, and you're ready to help us in all our troubles in time of need and sorrow. We're so thankful, Lord, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we can be raised with him in newness of life. Lord, we're so thankful that we can know that we can hunger and thirst after righteousness that we might be filled. Now, Lord, we know that you're the only hope, and Jesus Christ came into the earth world to seek and to save that which was lost. Is there anyone here this morning that's lost, Lord? We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will take hold and speak to him, Lord, and convict him of his sins. We're so thankful for everything you've done, Lord. Pray that you'll burden our hearts that we might be able to go out and tell the lost the story of Jesus. In his wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn to page 385, and let's stand and sing all three verses of Bringing in the Sheaves, page 385.
passage. Tom and Fred are going to come to sing. And you didn't twist Francis' arm too, did you? You did? We'll have a trio then this morning. God bless them as they sing for us. While they're coming, we have back on the table as you leave today a copy of our budget for 1984-85. And also with it is a copy of our officers and teachers for this year, 1984-85. Pick one of them up as you leave the service today, please. Prayer in my heart today, if you haven't looked to the Lamb of God, that you today will look to Him. John said in John 1:29, it says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. It's my prayer that you will look to Him. No one who has ever looked to the Lord, the Lamb of God, by faith, has ever been sorry for that decision, that choice that they have made. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, He said, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. The message this morning is particularly to those who are saved already, those who know the Lord. Launch out into the deep. In July, I believe it was, 1983, last summer, we were in Oregon and took a trip out to the coast, the Pacific coast, and went deep sea fishing. There weren't any fish around the edge. We went out, I guess, about 2 miles out in the ocean. And the fellow that was on board, our pilot, He knew where the fish were. He had a thing there that he looked at. He could tell how far down they were and what kind they were, I believe, even. There weren't any 10 feet under the water. We had to reel that line out about 100 feet. And there we found some fish. I would say to you this morning, if we want to catch any fish, chances are that we're going to have to launch out into the deep and go fishing on purpose. Go fishing on purpose. In John 21, Simon Peter said, "I go a-fishing." And here in Luke 5, that Brother Combs read for us, they had been fishing all night and had caught nothing. The same thing happened 3 years later in John 21. They had fished all night and had taken nothing. Today we're going to look at these verses and others in the Bible as it's God's will that we have others that will go forth. We appreciate those who have joined their church recently to help us fight the devil here in this community. We need more to join our ranks, to be saved, and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Take Him as our Lord and Savior. And we trust all of us together will cause the devil, as it were, to stay up nights to try to figure out something, some way to defeat us. I wonder how many nights the devil stays awake, as it were, to try to find something else to knock the props from under us. You know, the Lord is at work. But I know this, the devil is at work too. And so the Bible tells us that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We can be victorious. In Matthew 4:19, one of our key verses today is going to be, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Matthew 4:19, "Follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." If you and I will do the following, the Lord will do the making. He said, "I will make you fishers of men." And then in Luke 5, in verse 4, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." We need to be drawing the net. D.L. Moody one time was walking down a Chicago street, and he saw a man leaning against a lamppost. And he went and put his hand on this man's shoulder and said, "Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?" And the man said, a little angrily, he said, "Mind your own business." And D.L. Moody said, "This is my business. This is my business. I am doing what the Lord would have me to do." Are you a Christian? One night, 3 months later, the evangelist D.L. Moody heard a knock at his door, and he heard a voice that he did not recognize. And he said, "What do you want?" The man on the other side of the door said, "I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian." And Moody was met with the same man, by the same man that he had witnessed to 3 months before. My friend, we need to mind our own business. And that business is, the greatest business in the world is launching out into the deep and letting down our net for a draw. Brother Wendell Ballou, who painted our baptistry here, painted us a picture of the week he was with us back in 1970, I believe it was. We have this picture hanging over our fireplace that shows the disciples drawing a net out of the Sea of Galilee. My friend, we need to be drawing the net while there's time and opportunity. We need to mind our own business. And that business is telling others about Jesus. The Daily Bread said it like this: you can never witness to the wrong person about Christ. You can never witness to the wrong person about the Lord. First of all, the master fisherman is looking for fishermen. The master fisherman is looking for other fishermen to follow him. In the first book of the New Testament, Matthew 4:18, it says, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brothers, Simon Peter and Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. They were casting a net into the sea. They were already working when Jesus called them. And he said, one of our key verses, Matthew 4:19, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In the 21st verse of Matthew 4, it says, and going on from thence, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. You know, nets need to be cast into the sea, as Simon, Peter, and Andrew were doing. Nets need to be mended, as James and John were doing. And over in Luke 5, where Brother Combs read for us a while ago, in the second verse of Luke 5, it says, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Nets need to be washed. They need to be mended. But friends, why would we have a net? I'm talking about spiritually now. Why would we have a net, as it were, and not do what these other two disciples were doing, casting the net in the sea to catch fish? We stopped by the Jordan River in Israel, and there was a man who had just been fishing. He had quite a few containers of fish that he was loading up in his truck. He'd been fishing. I want to say, first of all, friends, how long has it been since we went fishing for souls? How long has it been since you and I tried to launch out into the deep and let down our nets to catch a soul, to witness on purpose, to try to win someone to Jesus? Jesus is looking for a fisherman. In Luke 19:5, it says this about Zacchaeus: and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Jesus is looking for fishermen. He's looking for someone to join his ranks, to be a fisherman of men. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Jesus was followed by the masses. Many people followed him. But Jesus was never too busy to care for individuals. You know, people are saved one at a time. People are saved one at a time. Jesus cared for individual people as he looked up and saw Zacchaeus. He who is too big to help an individual is too small to serve the masses. We need to care for each other. We need to care for people. How many lives have I touched today? How many neighbors will pass my way? I can bless so many and help so much if I meet each one with a Christ-like touch. Brother Combs wrote a thought for the day that goes like this. When our dreams at night have passed and the sun breaks through the morning dawn, let us turn our eyes to Jesus until the day is gone. Every day we need to be a witness for the Lord. Jesus is not only looking for fishermen, but he is looking for fishermen who are willing to be obedient. John Samus, in our songbook, he wrote a song, Trust and Obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. That's first, but to trust and obey. There are no shortcuts to being a fisherman for Jesus. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. You know what Simon Peter and Andrew did when Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men? The very next verse, in verse 20 of Matthew 4, it says, and they straightway left their nets. They were casting their nets into the sea. They left their nets and followed him. They left their nets and followed Jesus. James and John, when they were told to follow him, to follow Jesus, in verse 22 it says, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. They followed him. You know what Jesus said in Matthew 10:37? He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. In fact, the Bible tells us, if any woman will come after me, this is Jesus talking, he said, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. How many of us are following Jesus? Simon Peter, the very one mainly of their lesson and message is about today, he followed afar off at one time. But you know, later on he preached the sermon at Pentecost, and 3,000 souls were saved. The Lord knew the material that Simon Peter was made of. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. In Luke chapter 5, where verses were read a while ago, it says, and Simon answering said unto Jesus, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. And I'm not going to let down my net. There's no use in it. We've been here all night. We've taken nothing. And I'm not going to obey you. Is that what the Bible tells us? No. First of all, we mention that Jesus, the master fisherman, is looking for fishermen. Second, he's looking for fishermen who are willing to obey him. Obedient fishermen. It says, nevertheless, at thy word, because you have told me to let down my net, I'm going to let down my net. We fished all night, we've taken nothing, but because you tell me to let down my net, I'm going to do it. I'm going to obey you. And the very next verse says, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Peter obeyed, no questions asked. He obeyed. In John 21 that we mentioned a while ago, Jesus was on the shore and he hollered out to his disciples. He said, "Children, have you any meat?" They had fished all night and had taken nothing. You know what Jesus said? They didn't recognize him. At this time, he said, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship and you'll find." The verses in Luke 5 doesn't tell us how many fish they caught. 3 years later, in John 21, it says that they cast therefore and were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. And verse 11 tells us that they brought the net to land full of great fishes. 153. Just because they obeyed. Cast the net on the right side of the ship. And you'll find. They cast therefore and found 153 fish. They had a multitude of fishes. The Lord today knows where the fish are. I'm talking about people now. The Lord knows where the unsaved are. And we need to be witnesses. About the last words that Jesus said was in Acts 1:8. He said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Going back to Zacchaeus, when Jesus said, "Make haste and come down." What did Zacchaeus do? It says he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. I wonder if you've ever received Jesus. There was a storm at sea one night, and Jesus came walking on the water, and the disciples were afraid. And Jesus shouted out over those waves, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." And the Bible says, then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately the ship was at the land, whither they went. Did you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ is a gentleman. He knocks at your heart's door. But he won't knock that heart's door down and come in uninvited. He's a gentleman. He wants to come into your life. Zacchaeus received Jesus joyfully. The disciples on the Sea of Galilee received Jesus willingly. Willingly. Third, I believe not only is Jesus looking for fishermen and fishermen that are willing to be obedient, but he is looking for fishermen who are willing to go the second mile. There was a law back in Jesus' day. A Roman soldier could compel a Jew to go 1 mile. That Jew had to carry his pack. He could make him do that. But you know, Jesus said, when anyone compels you to go a mile, go with him twain. Go with him 2 miles. He said, do more than you're asked. Friends, we need, each one of us need to be willing to go the second mile and the third mile if need be. Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. I wonder if we're willing to be to spend and be spent for the master fisherman, our commander in chief. there are not going to be too many fish jump up in the boat. How many of you love to fish for fish? Well, some of you do. I have never in my life, I haven't been fishing for fish much, but I have never had a fish to jump up in the boat and, as it were, say to me, I want to be caught. No. The same way with people. We need to love them, to cultivate them, let them know that we love them, and let the Holy Spirit draw them to Himself. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit is working in some life right now. And I trust you'll respond to Jesus. Over in verse 10 of chapter 5 of Luke, it says, it tells us there in verses 8 and 9 and following that Simon Peter, when he caught these two boatloads of fish, he kneeled down to Jesus and said, "Depart from me, O Lord, I'm a sinful man." And Jesus said in verse 10, the last part, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought the ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. They forsook all and followed him. There was a preacher one day walking down the street of a large city. And he felt compelled to go into a big department store to witness to a man about his soul, the store owner. He took out his New Testament and showed that man how he could be saved. Finally, the tears began to roll down the store owner's face as he said this, "I'm 70 years old. I was born in this city, and more than 100 ministers and more than 500 church members have known me. But in all these years, you are the only one who ever spoke to me about my soul." The Lord needs every one of us to be a light. To go out on purpose to witness. You meet people every day that you'll never meet again, maybe. I meet people every day that I may never meet again. And how many times do we witness to them about the Lord? Just like D.L. Moody said to the man standing there by the lamppost, when the fellow said, "Mind your own business," D.L. Moody said, "This is my business." It's our business of telling others about the Lord. Our Father, we thank Thee for being with us in this service today and blessed you in this invitation that the Lord Jesus Christ may be uplifted, that He may be invited into some precious soul's heart, even this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Tom is going to come to lead us in our invitation hymn, 333, Footsteps of Jesus. You'll never go wrong following Jesus. It's impossible. As we stand to sing, 333. Thank you. stay here all day to get see someone trust the Lord or see some Christian make some decision that the Lord is impressing on them to make. I've never told anyone, as far as I know, to not follow the Lord. I'd ask you to follow the Lord today. If He's saying, be saved today, I'd say, be saved today. Some Christian may be here that needs to move their letter in their church, or move their membership in their church. If God says do that, I'd say do it. We'd love to see you do that. We'd love to see you saved if you're here without the Lord. The Lord loves you. He loves you more than you'll ever know. That last stanza, I believe, says, then at last, when on high He sees us, our journey done. Let's sing that last stanza, please.